In April, Wausau celebrated the 40th anniversary of the city's first Hmong immigrants. Marathon County Administrator Brad Carter was cheered as he performed a traditional dance. Carter noted the progress since 1976, when the new arrivals from war-torn Laos were met with suspicion.
There was a lot of post-war trauma that people had to work through. They had to work through language. It was hard. The progress has been unbelievable.
But at the end of May, it was a different scene, as hundreds of people demonstrated in the city's downtown. Paula Yang of the National Hmong Sisterhood had flown in from California.
We, the community across the nation, are brokenhearted to hear such verdict placed upon our Hmong son, Dylan Yang.
Dylan Yang, not related to Paula Yang, was the unlikely focus for a rally. He had been convicted of reckless homicide for killing a 13-year-old boy, Isaiah Powell, who was armed with a BB gun. Yang, then 15, stabbed Powell twice in the back. Despite his age, Yang was tried in adult court and faced 60 years in prison.
Reckless homicide, so how does that become a felony and serving an adult time? I have a hard time understanding that.
On stage, Brad Carter made a stunning statement of support.
I am Dylan!
When I was 15 years old, my judgment wasn't particularly good. The circumstances were right. If I was in a bullying situation, who knows what I could have done.
Have you gotten any negative reaction from people who say you shouldn't be stepping forward as a county official, as a community leader, to support someone who stabbed somebody to death?
Not yet. I expect that will be coming.
It was coming. Carter's action drew condemnation from law enforcement and a 30-day suspension from the Marathon County Board. Some, like lifelong resident Gerald Borkhart, thought Carter should have been fired.
He's divided the community, and when you make a mistake, you pay for it. I don't care what it is, you pay for it.
But for others, Carter's suspension opened old wounds. Chair Yang Kang, in his 60s, spoke through a translator. He had fought beside U.S. troops in Laos.
I'm here because I believe in the freedoms that we protected. We don't have freedom. Our troops died for nothing.
But the victim's family told a different story at Yang's sentencing. Isaiah's sister, Alexis Powell, demanded justice.
Isaiah's death has also torn our family apart. My grandparents, my aunts, my siblings, our family will never be the same.
Prosecutor Leslie Pluster painted Yang as a gang member who committed a vicious crime against a 13-year-old Wisconsin Public Radio News. But coming.
He received two deep, hard stab wounds, one of them hard enough to lodge into his spine. And he was stabbed to death in front of his closest friends.
But others painted Yang as a victim of relentless bullying because of his Hmong heritage. University of Minnesota researcher Carrie Smolkowski said Dylan had been brutally beaten with a baseball bat while living in California.
The boys beat him with a bat so severely that he was unconscious in the parking lot.
Choking back tears, Dylan Yang asked Isaiah Powell's family for forgiveness.
I have to live with this the rest of my life.
As a result of your actions.
Judge Lamont Jacobson sentenced Dylan Yang to 13 years in prison and 17 years of supervision, far less than the 60 years he could have received. When asked for his reaction, Brad Carter praised Jacobson and said, quote, I accept his rationale. The case remains a sad bookend for a year of celebration for Wausau's Hmong community, leaving questions about whether juveniles should be tried in adult court. Glenn Moberg, Wisconsin Public Radio News.